Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Can't beat Raven.
All right, Tracy, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Hi, Raven. Can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Tracy.
Thank you.
All right, Tracy, we got $700 on the line today. We're going to wait for Raven to get on out of here. All right, when that studio door closes, can't hear a thing. We're going to ask you five pop culture questions. We're going to bring Raven back in, ask him the same five pop culture questions. You got to get more right than Raven to win the $700. If not, or if you tie him, you'll win a pretty cool t-shirt. You ready to play?
I'm ready. Thank you.
All right, question number one. The trailer for Spider-Man No Way Home has finally dropped, and the biggest moment by far was the return of Alfred Molina, who portrayed a villain in Sam Raimi's second Spider-Man movie. What villain did Molina play in Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 2?
Dr. Octopus.
Taylor Swift has officially joined TikTok and posted her first video ever on the platform. What album did Taylor Swift release as Taylor's version back in April of this year?
Fearless.
Question number three. Snooki was the first celebrity to appear on the reboot of MTV's Cribs. What MTV show did Snooki get her fame from?
Jersey Shore.
Question number four. Thousands of fans of the ABC show Rebel have signed a petition for the show to be renewed after ABC canceled the show after just one season. Rebels stars Catherine Louise Sagal as the main character. Sagal is known for her portrayal of Leela from Futurama, Peggy Bundy from Married with Children, and Gemma Teller-Moreau from what FX TV series?
Sons of Anarchy.
Question number five. The Office reboot got a stamp of approval from MBCU content chief Susan Rovner. Rovner said she and everyone from the original cast is interested in a reboot of the series, but they're waiting for screenwriter Greg Daniels to say he's ready to move forward with a reboot. How many seasons are there in the American version of The Office?
Nine.
All right, Raven.
Yo.
Tracy got all five right.
Oh, my God.
Killing it, Tracy.
Wow, Tracy. Oh, pretty impressive. $700 on the line here. Let's see how I do.
All right, Raven, you ready to go?
Yeah.
Question number one. The trailer for Spider-Man No Way Home has finally dropped, and the biggest moment in the trailer by far was the return of Alfred Molina, who portrayed a villain in Sam Raimi's second Spider-Man movie. What villain did Molina play in Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 2?
He was Dr. Octopus, right? Amazing villain.
That is correct.
I mean, that is cool.
I'm very excited for him to come back, honestly. Question number two. Taylor Swift has officially joined TikTok and posted her first video ever on the platform. What album did Taylor Swift release as Taylor's version back in April of this year?
She put out Fearless again, and there's another one coming pretty soon, right?
Yes, it is. I think she's redoing Red. Now, question number three. Snooki was the first celebrity to appear on the reboot of MTV's Cribs. What MTV show did Snooki get her fame from?
Jersey Shore. That's easy.
That is correct. Question number four. Thousands of fans of the ABC show Rebel have signed a petition for the show to be renewed after ABC canceled the show after just one season.
Mm.
Rebel stars Catherine Louise Sagal as the main character. Sagal is known for her portrayal of Leela from Futurama, Peggy Bundy from Married with Children, and Gemma Teller-Moreau from what FX TV series?
She was in Sons of Anarchy, right? I don't watch the show, but she was in that.
That is correct.
Oh, it comes down to this.
You need this one, Raven.
Oh, Tracy, big money on the line here.
The Office reboot got a stamp of approval from NBCU content chief Susan Rovner. Rovner said she and everyone from the original cast are interested in a reboot of the series, but they're waiting for screenwriter Greg Daniels to say he's ready to move forward with the reboot. How many seasons are there in the American version of The Office?
There's nine.
Snatched
the money off the table.
I thought I would get you with that last one.
Oh,
honestly.
No. I love The Office. I actually have to say that I'm surprised that everybody's on board. How can John Krasinski come back? Like, I mean, he's just too busy. How can he come back?
He says he's willing to do it.
I mean, he's willing to do it maybe for a Brinks truck full of cash. Corella's not coming back. Well, I mean, great game, Tracy. I'm sorry.
That was a great game. Thank you so much. I'm Tracy, and I can't beat Raven.
Oh, better luck next time. So close. You do get a nifty t-shirt. We are going to put another $100 in the jackpot. That meets tomorrow's jackpot. $800.
You can listen at 12 today and 5:30 for the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.